This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Every December, the Christmas story is told all over the world with Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. La Pastorella de Sacramento is a modern bilingual musical version of the traditional Christmas pageant staged in Mexico. This one, though, incorporates current affairs, satire, romance, along with poignant themes and moralities. Of course, there's music, so take a listen to this song you might recognize as a traditional holiday favorite.
Con mi burrito sabanero voy camino de Belén, con mi burrito sabanero voy camino de Belén, si me ven, si me ven, voy camino de Belén, si me ven, si me ven, voy camino de Belén, el lucerito mañanero ilumina mi sendero, el lucerito mañanero.
All right, the sound of the season. In the studio with me is the director and music director of La Pastorella. It is Carlos Candia. Hi, Carlos.
Hello, hello. How
Glad
are you?
Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having us
and
here.
And co-writer Marie Acosta is here. She's the executive director of the Latino Center of Art and Culture. Marie, happy to have you here as well.
Good morning.
We have three actors who are going to perform a scene for us in a bit. They're otherwise known as the Three Shepherds, I think. They are Alisa Starr. She plays Carmela,
Hello.
A Sacramento-born Hollywood starlet. You've come back home and you have fallen on hard times.
Yes, that's, yes.
Thank
that's
you,
what's
Alisa.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Pano Roditis, did I do that right?
Yes, you did,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, plays Armando. He's a young local developer, and he's about to score a big contract for some housing in Oak Park.
That's correct.
All right, great to have you here. And Angel Rodriguez is here. He plays Juan. Juan is an Afghanistan war vet turned stand-up comic.
That's right.
All right, somebody's putting a spin on the Christmas story here. Is that you, Carlos? What are you doing with the story?
Well, this year, this is the first year that I direct like the whole thing, so it's like super hard. But this year, I want to change the play and put more movement on it, so make it more alive. And yet, it's gonna be a little bit more of a Spanish because that's my first language, and actually my English is not very good looking, as we say. So, but it's been an amazing experience, and actually working with such a professional actors, and I think like I don't know what to teach them because they're amazing. So it's been an amazing experience to do this.
Marie, would you say something about the traditional Christmas pageant and then the spin that happens in this show?
Pastorelas are really very ancient traditions. It comes from hundreds and hundreds of years back, and it's morphed into something that in Mexico, and I'm not sure in other Latin American countries, but I know in Mexico they're done in communities, they're done on the streets, they're done in churches, and they all have kind of a different take. More often than not, they're humorous and they're secular. So we took that tradition and created a take on it that takes place here in contemporary Sacramento. And there's a great twist. So I think if you come to see the show, it'll be, oh, wow, okay. Because it's traditionally about the shepherds that go to find the Holy Family sent by San Miguel on this mission. And they're encountered by devils along the way. And they try to tempt them so that they don't get to the Holy Family. So ours has a surprise ending.
So who grew up with the idea of a Christmas pageant? Angel?
I did, yes. I was born here in Sacramento, but my parents were from Mexico. So I grew up going to church, Catholic church. And in the church, every single year, it was a tradition. We would have La Pastorella, we would watch it, and then break a piñata and just all the Christmas celebrations that we would. So every single year since I can remember, I've been watching a Pastorella.
Were you ever in one before?
No, not until 3 years ago when I started doing this project.
Ah, good. Alisa, how about you? Tell me about the tradition you grew up with.
So I am from Puerto Rico. So it's a little bit different in Puerto Rico. We don't have like the pastorela. So this is kind of new for me. But we do celebrate Christmas. Like it's like a family tradition where we reunite with our family. We make a lot of food. There are like a lot of parties for us. But it also has a meaning for us. I grew up in the Catholic Church, So yes, so it does have a pretty meaning for us. Yes.
Did you do any singing, dancing? Were you in any of the shows as a little girl?
Yes, I'm actually a singer, so that's what I do. And for me to be part of this play, La Pastorela, it's been such an amazing experience. It's something completely new for me, so I'm really grateful for them for having me as part of the cast. This is my first experience as an actress. So it's been challenging. It's been really challenging, but it's been a wonderful experience at the same time.
That's Alisa Starr, and we heard from Angel Rodriguez. That means it's your turn, Pano. What was your childhood experience and tradition with the holiday?
Well, funnily enough, I'm Argentinian, but I'm also Greek. So growing up, a lot of our Christmas traditions were around the Greek Orthodox Church. So while I wasn't performing in the Pastor Story pageants, I was performing in my Greek Orthodox Church, doing singing, doing anything they would put me into, because my parents knew I was a performer and I loved everything about it.
It's nice if they called you a performer and not just a little ham, right?
Well, that was also probably said. But so that was kind of my experience growing up. In terms of, I think one of my favorite parts about the Argentinian side of things was, it's called the Los Tres Reyes, the Three Kings. Mm. So it's kind of a tradition after Christmas where I always called it the Christmas insurance, because anything I didn't get for Christmas, I would complain about in those like 7 weeks between Christmas and the Three Kings, and then I would get it.
Kids are so smart, aren't they? All right, so I think it's time to hear a scene. It's wonderful to hear all your voices. Marie, do you want to give a little bit of setup?
Yes, and I also want to mention that 30 minutes before the show, we will be doing a posada, which is where you will hear El Burrito Sabanero with our Coro de Sacramento, led by Peter Baird, our music director. So please come way before the show so you can join us in the posada. So this scene that we're going to do is when Saint Michael, San Miguel, first meets up with the shepherds, Los Pastores, and sends them on their mission.
La Pastorela opens on Wednesday. Here is a scene live in our studio.
Greetings, shepherds. Do not fear. No temáis, pastores.
Shepherds?
Yes, shepherds. There is a family that needs your help. They are traveling on foot. They fled with nothing but a blanket for their unborn child, a baby who represents a future of hope, of peace, and of love for the world. I searched the earth to find four intelligent, humane, deserving individuals to make a dangerous journey to protect the family and to give their baby a future. Evil forces will try to turn you back. They will prey on your weaknesses. You will face temptation. Will you accept this challenge?
No.
No. Gila, Armando, Juan, Carmela, you must put the good of others before your own. If not...
Food, fire, famine, and the end of the world. Like the fire in paradise, the flutes in Venice, famine in Somalia?
Exactly. Go to the city of Sacramento. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a shelter. Find the family. Protect them. And bring peace to the world. Follow the star.
But we are in Sacramento.
This is a raid. Nobody move. Nobody leave. Round them up. Show us your papers. You're getting deported.
Pero soy un former Marine. I served in Afghanistan.
Move it.
I'm a famous Hollywood actress. You can't do this to me.
Yeah, sister. I've heard that one before.
No. I'm a dreamer. DACA.
There must be some kind of mistake. I'm Mr. Compratieras, and I'm friends with all the city council members.
Nah. Let's go. Vamos. Let's go. Go back where you came from.
That was easy. Maybe this year, the boss is right.
I'm hooked.
That was terrific. That was a scene from La Pastorella de Sacramento. It opens Wednesday, December 18th, with shows on Friday and Saturday, and also one on Sunday, it looks like, with the procession, too. With me in the studio, you heard the director, Carlos Candia, in multiple roles there, multiple hats. You also heard the co-writer, Marie Acosta, along with actors Alisa Starr, Pano Roditas, and Angel Rodriguez. I think you must have a lot of fun in the productions, in the rehearsals. Yeah. How much influence have you had on Carlos and Marie in the writing? Anybody?
Well, our co-writer, Tomas Benitez, okay, who lives in Los Angeles, and I, we're pretty strict with the actors, although they do some wonderful ad-libs. It's pretty much, don't change my lines.
And there's music throughout and celebration.
Great music.
As well.
Oh, my goodness. The singing is absolutely wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, thank you. You go ahead, Carlos.
It's a, I want to take advantage of this to mention the writer of the songs. He's from Colombia. I'm from Colombia. So we get this very talented guy, Jorge Roballo, who wrote the whole songs, and we incorporate the songs to the script. And it's been a very good and an interesting job because he was there and I was here and we were like working like miles away, and everything works fine, and the music, it's amazing. The music is so beautiful.
It's obvious this is a project with a lot of creativity and a lot of passion. Thank you so much for your willingness to come in and share it with us.
Thank you, Ben.
Good luck. And in
Merry
all the
Christmas,
ways you
Feliz
celebrate.
Navidad.
Yes. Happy holidays. Actually, we're going to close with Feliz Navidad. I want to again say that these performances are presented by the Latino Center of Art and Culture, the LCAC, at the Historic Guild Theater in Oak Park. We'll post a link for more information. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Helen Barrington and Cynthia Lopez. For now, we're going to close with more of the music of the holiday, more from La Pastorella. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.